misclaiming travel expenses, falsifying hours worked on a timesheet, bribery, corruption, money laundering, just some of the potential fraud being committed in our health service. Over a quarter of a billion quid could be wasted, according to the Health Minister, Edwin Poots, who's with us now. Minister, good morning.
Good morning.
Is that a quarter of a million here in Northern Ireland we reckon we're getting ripped off by?
3 to 7% of the overall budget is believed to be subject to fraud. So at the higher end of that, it could be a quarter of a billion in Northern Ireland. We can't frankly identify a precise figure. Indeed, probably can't identify anywhere near a precise figure, but it could be up to that.
And why is this being announced now? Why has this come to your attention now?
It's not that it's coming to our attention now. The actions have been taken on it, and ongoing work is taking place on it. We're making it publicly aware. We're making it aware so that we can encourage people to whistleblow if they know of people who are blatantly exploiting the system.
How do you propose to stamp it out?
Well, there's courses of work that are going on and cross-checks. So, for example, £25,000 was reclaimed off one individual. A number of pharmaceutical companies, we reclaimed £2 billion off them. There's over 100 people crossed the border, claimed they were Northern Ireland residents, which they weren't. That cost us around £2,000 per time, so that money was reclaimed. So there's a series of things that are happening to reclaim money. But I suspect that we're only touching the edge of it, and I think that we would like to be more successful. So that's why we're highlighting it, to encourage people not to do it in the first instance, and for others to let us know if they're aware of it happening.
And this is NHS staff doing this, is that right?
It can be staff, it can be members of the public who are wrongfully claiming for things that they have. For example, one individual had two national insurance numbers. They were residents in the United States of America. And they claimed Northern Ireland residents, and consequently they were getting their health care free of charge, and that was identified and money reclaimed.
You say people should blow the whistle, Minister. Easier said than done.
Oh, yes, and this isn't the first time that I've called for this. As you know, on sex abuse, on a whole range of things that have been going on that shouldn't have been happening within the system, I've called for whistleblowers to come forward and have indicated that I wanted to provide as much protection to them as possible.